Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful 7.8 magnitude quake has hit southern Turkey and northern Syria, killing more than 1,300 people, toppling buildings and triggering a frantic search for survivors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The jolt did out of sleep by the pre-dawn quake, rushing outside on a cold, rainy, snowy winter night as buildings were flattened and strong aftershocks continued. Rescue workers and residents frantically searched for survivors under the rubble of their homes in multiple cities, working through tangles of metal and chunks of concrete, here saving a citizen. In the Turkish city of Adana, one resident said three buildings near his home collapsed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's continued political bickering in Washington over the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner on the House Intelligence Committee, say the administration was too slow to act.
Sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he says the surveillance balloon should have been taken out long before it neared sensitive sites like nuclear silos in Montana. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on WABC says the White House handled it properly, waiting until the device was over water. He says intelligence officials will be briefing lawmakers, and it's premature to criticize a cautious response, adding there were similar balloon missions during the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Joe Biden will use a second State of the Union address on Tuesday to remind Americans of how their lives have been improved over his first 2 years in office. As he tries to navigate through trickly politics, this is VOA News. Pope Francis, the head of the Anglican Communion and the top Presbyterian minister, have speaking on LGBTQ rights. They denounced the criminalization of homosexuality and said gay people should be welcomed by their churches. The three Christian leaders spoke Sunday during a joint news conference returning home from South Sudan. They were there to take part in a three-day pilgrimage to try to nudge forward the young country's peace process. In a recent Associated Press interview, Francis declared that the laws that criminalize gay people were unjust and that being homosexual is not a crime. Dozens of countries criminalize homosexuality, and LGBTQ advocates say even where such laws are not applied, they add to a climate of discrimination and violence. Tens of thousands of nurses, ambulance staff walked off the job in the UK in what unions call the biggest strike in the history of the country's public system. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The pending strike spells further disruption for an already strained health system. Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since late last year, but Monday's walkout involving both will represent the biggest in the 75-year history of the National Health Service. Health workers are demanding a pay rise that reflects the worst inflation in Britain in four decades, while the government says that would be unaffordable and cause more price rises and make interest rates and mortgage payments go up further. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And the Canadian government said on Sunday that it deployed military aircraft over Haiti to address what it called a dire security situation and to support efforts to disrupt the activities of Haitian gangs. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Canada said in a statement it supports the Haitian National Police and deployed a Royal Canadian Air Force patrol aircraft in response to Haiti's request for support as violence continues to escalate in the country. Haitian gangs have expanded their territory since the 2021 assassination of then-President Jovenel Moïse. Resulting violence has left much of the country off limits to the government and led to routine gun battles with police. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The Biden administration has offered to brief congressional leaders on its investigation into the classified documents found in the private possession of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. That's according to people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity on Sunday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.